big goal that I have is to become the world's most powerful businesswoman. Because I was bullied in school at the same time, so everything was tough. But then I realized that you can start a blog. Even though it was so hard and I was going home and I was crying, I felt like I was a monster and I didn't deserve anything.
Yeah.
Even then, I felt like something within myself saying that this is not the end.
Yeah.
I felt like a fire within myself, and it was just waiting to start burn.
Yeah.
The journalist was like, who is she? And
yeah.
And making money off a blog, is that even possible?
Yeah.
So I was, you know, they were writing bad things because I was doing something new, but
yeah.
I was happy for the attention.
Yeah.
Because then my blog became even bigger and I could
yeah.
earn more money of it.
Yeah.
And so you have to, you know, to think different about what a failure is.
Mm.
So for me, I have started, I think it's 13 companies during my 12 years of being an entrepreneur. And the eight first companies didn't succeed. So ADHD, it's my superpower, and I'm very proud of it, and I would never take it away. So I think, you know, we're just going to see an era of young women starting as billion-dollar companies
yeah.
through social, and I'm so happy for that.
Yeah.
Finally!
Hi, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for deciding to listen to this episode. Thank you for making a conscious decision to be open to learn and improve in order to lead a better life. And even though I have a big mission to help at least 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams, right now, you are the most important person to me. So please help me on my mission by being the best version of yourself, give it your all, and most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the ride. I can't wait to have a deep, raw, and honest conversation with this amazing woman right in front of me. She's a true pioneer within influencer marketing, and by grit, dedication, and perseverance, she has built what today is Northern Europe's biggest platform, with a net reach of 1.8 million unique followers worldwide every week. She's a role model to the digital generation, and a self-made entrepreneur since the age of 16, currently employing over 80 people. Not only that, this amazing young lady is also a mother of two, Jill is 5 and Sally 4. Her name is Isabella Löwengrip, and she has just begun. Welcome, Isabella Löwengrip.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited. You know, I saw a post, you were in LA, actually a post from Ashkan Puya.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, this is an opportunity to talk with someone that I admire.
Oh.
And you're here, so let's just have some fun. I want to ask you, what do you want to say to these young girls or guys out there that are like 12, 13, they have problems at home, and they have a dream, they want to do something, but they don't fit in. People are making fun of them. I was in school, people made a lot of fun of me because I was overweight, and I found my outlet in the martial arts, because when I was good at something, it made me feel good and it gave
yeah.
me confidence, probably a little bit what you were doing, escaping something. And what do you want to say to those people? It could even be older people that are going through this tough thing when people are like hating on them.
Yes. And I just want to say that you don't need anybody there. You don't, because, you know, people are always looking for some support.
Yeah.
Like, is there somebody actually believing in me?
Yeah.
And I really want to say that you should only focus on one thing, and that is to become your own best friend.
Yeah.
That you can stand in your mirror and see yourself and like, hey, I believe in you.
Yeah.
You know, you just, you know, go get your goals and just try. And I felt quite young, you know, when I was seeing myself in the mirror,
yeah.
I knew that I was able to do something.
Where did that come from? Was that from reading something, or was it from your own mindset as an individual? Or like, where did that come from?
I just felt it from inside.
Yeah.
And when I was bullied in school, I was sitting in the bench. I had a lot of problems with acne.
Yeah.
So all the guys was like, talking about that.
And thank you for sharing that so open-heartedly. I know you've done a lot of videos about this and actually sharing. And it's so hard because I know I broke my nose a lot of times. And I'm a guy, I'm a fighter, but still it's psychological for me. You know, what are people going to think about me? And how do I look from different angles? Yeah. You know, I think so. And we all go through this in different layers, right? So I love that you're talking about that. So yeah, feel free to share.
No, and you know, to be a young girl with all the hormones, you know, you're about to become a woman, and everybody's trying to be pretty, and you're sitting there having the problem with acne, and it's impossible to do something about it, especially when you live with your dad, and he doesn't understand nothing about buying the right products.
Yeah. Did you have any female role models that you could talk to at that time?
Of course, you know, I have a mother, and but it was the relationship wasn't that strong, so I couldn't like talk to her.
Yeah.
But when I was sitting there in my bench at school, and the guys were, you know, doing fun of me, even though it was so hard, and I was going home and I was crying, I felt like I was a monster and I didn't deserve anything.
Yeah.
Even then, I felt like something within myself saying that this is not the end.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make something from this. I felt like a fire within myself, and it was just waiting to start burn.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know what that come from. I don't know. I don't know.
It's interesting because there's two choices when it comes to that point. Either you lay down, or you fight.
Exactly.
And sometimes you need a spark, and that spark can come from yourself or it can come from someone else. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first person that actually believed in you? Or was that yourself?
This is a tough question, and it makes me quite sad because I don't remember having those people around me. I remember maybe when I was like 16, and I met a new boyfriend, and he told me like, hey, your blog is, you know, it's quite big right now, you should do something with it.
Yeah.
And this was like the first time somebody said that I've been doing something right.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you have a thing going on here, maybe you should start a business from it.
Yeah.
So, but no, I don't think so. And
is that a Swedish thing, you think, to not lift people up?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Can you just talk about that? Because being here in LA, it's so amazing because you get to spend time with just amazing people.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, they say good for you, go for it. And in Sweden, sometimes we, Jantelag, in the law of Jante, I think it's starting to change because of people like yourself that are going for it, that have the courage to go out and say, I'm gonna fly a private jet, I'm gonna have my own nanny, which is right here, it's so normal. But in Sweden, people kind of get mad and I don't even understand, why are you mad if someone else created their own life amazing?
Yes.
You know, can you just talk, why is it like that, and how can we change that?
So there is a reason for why it is that in Sweden. So, you know, in the 50s, after the Second War, our government really were focusing on that everybody should have the same.
Yeah.
You know, everybody should have, it should be equal economy, and if you're gonna get old, you can get paid for the government, so you can stay home. And so the idea from the beginning was that everybody should have the same. And it's, you know, it's a romantic picture of the world.
Yeah.
But then when everybody have the, you know, they can be able to pay the rent, they have money for going on vacation once a year, then if somebody wants to do something except from that, then it's like, no, come back again here.
Even
to the
teachers
life.
In school,
yes.
A lot of times, I know a lot of successful people, like they've been shot down by their teachers. Hello, you're there, if you say you want to do something, say it's going to be a lot of work, but let's go for it. Don't say, no, that's not realistic. I mean, what is even realistic? You know, it's...
Yeah, but because I'm always positive. And at that time when people and the journalists in Sweden, they were very, you know, they were giving me a lot of attention in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just because of, I was so young. I was 16 when I started the first company. I was earning a lot of money because of my social. And so the journalist was like, who is she? And yeah. and making money off a blog, is that even possible?
Yeah.
So I was, you know, they were writing bad things because I wasn't doing something new, but yeah. I was happy for the attention.
Yeah.
Because then my blog became even bigger and I yeah. could earn more money off it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, that's typical for me to always, always see the great thing in everything. Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, Aristotle said, say nothing, do nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's to be liked, say nothing, do nothing. But, I mean, we don't want to be friends with everybody.
No.
I think if everybody likes you, you're doing something wrong.
Yes.
You're not going for your potential, right?
No. And I've been number one in Scandinavia since I was 14. Yeah. I'm 28 today. That's yeah. half my life.
Yeah.
And if I, you know, was trying to satisfy everybody during yeah. the way, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
So that is why I'm not trying to be controversial just because it's fun.
No.
It's more that I'm more like the American spirit within yeah. myself, you know, yeah. trying to reach for my goals and yeah. support others, and people just hate that in Sweden. Yeah,
I know. I think usually what it comes down to, what I've realized, is when you talk to those people and really look them in the eyes, they lack something in their own life, and it comes from fear. And you know, to go after what you have done and done all of this, you've had a lot of fucking fear, right?
Yeah.
But you have stood your ground and you have learned from it.
Yeah.
So when you face your fears, we're all afraid. If we're not afraid, we're working in our comfort zone, and
exactly.
there's nothing good happens in the comfort zone.
No.
So can you just talk about, when did you realize that you were onto something with your blog, that this could actually be something?
So it was quite early. I was like 15, 16 years old, and I had like 300,000 readers every day. So it was quite much, you know, for Sweden, where 10 million people.
Yeah.
And I noticed that all the online magazines, we had like the same numbers of readers.
Yeah.
But they were earning a lot of money because of the banners
yeah.
and the advertising. So I started my first business, and then I started to...
Basically selling advertising.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So I skipped school, or between the... Yeah, when I had like a spare time from school, I was just, you know, taking the phone up and was calling all the different brands. And
asking. You did that yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
I was spending a lot of time just asking for, like, hi, you know, a tech brand. You want to have
yeah.
your camera on my
yeah.
my blog? Do you want to have your lip gloss on my
yeah.
blog? And, you know, it took a while.
Yeah.
But after like 3 months, 4 months, I could have my first salary. And after that, it went quite fast. And then it became something, because then the media wrote like, oh, she's earning money from her blog. I think I was the first one in Scandinavia doing that. And but then the hard thing here was I had created a character.
Yeah.
And the character wasn't me.
When did people knew who you were? Or when did you come out with that?
Yes. So yeah. when I became a public person in Sweden,
yeah.
it wasn't me, it was the character.
Yeah.
And that was pretty hard. So then I started to do a lot of interviews, trying to explain who I were, you know, instead of just the character. Just to show that I'm not that Paris Hilton girl. I'm more like a boring entrepreneur behind
yeah.
it. But, you know, last year I was awarded as the most powerful businesswoman in
yeah.
Sweden. So today, you know, nobody cares about the beginning.
Yeah.
But right at that time, it was quite tough.
Yeah, I understand. You're a beautiful nerd. Can we say it
yeah.
that way? and that's pretty cool, right? Because we all judge people. It's so easy to judge, you know,
yeah.
and we all do it. The times are changing in this world.
Yes.
Like, we look at someone with a different color, or someone that looks good and are blonde, and the first thing a lot of people think,
yeah.
no, she's not clever.
Exactly.
Or that's, he's a thief. Or like, but when we take off those layers, just like you did with the acne, we
yeah.
actually realize, okay, we're all human beings. We all have the same need. We want to be loved. We want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And when we can look someone in the eyes and actually understand that, it's much easier to connect, right?
It is. And also now, I think another hard thing is when you look through your social and you see, you know, everyone's account, everybody's having so much friends and
yeah.
they're having so much support, and like friends see you, you know, they have
yeah.
so much people around you. And I want to say that, you know, I've been so lonely during
yeah.
my years.
Yeah.
And And I know that a lot of people that are listening, you know, can feel that. And you can have a lot of friends, but you can still feel very lonely. Yeah. And I used to want to say that that's okay. Yeah. And there's a lot of us feeling that every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're feeling that, you know, if you're going to continue work and you build your company, then you're going to find people.
Yeah.
But you're just going to realize that you're going to be even more lonely.
Yeah.
So that is one of my like advices, just, you know, trying to learn to live with that feeling.
Yeah.
So then you have to become your own best friend.
Yeah.
So you can have your Tuesday night at home. You can sit, you know, I'm flying half the year.
Yeah.
And I can be satisfied with my own company.
Yeah.
But you have to practice that all the time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. As a martial artist, we spend a lot of time in solitude doing meditation. I don't know if you meditate.
A lot.
So you know how important it is to be centered as a human being. And I've realized, like, of all the successful people I met, probably more than 90% are meditating. Because it is lonely when you're going for your dreams. It is hard. It's failures all the time.
Yeah.
But that's not what people see. They see you. This is this social media queen. She's running an empire. She's probably farting pink clouds, you know.
It's, exactly.
That's not the reality.
No.
We all go through our own shit. But we still have to do it,
yes.
Right? We still have to go after
it. And it's worth it.
Yeah.
So, you know, as an entrepreneur, every day when you're waking up, there's a new problem.
Yeah.
There's new challenging things every day.
Yeah.
So you really have to, you know, you really have to find something that is worth fighting for.
Yeah.
And then you have to go back to yourself and see, what is my passion? What,
yeah.
you know, what things in life is going to make me happy?
Yeah.
And then it's when meditation is so important, because you need to find that kind of space.
Yeah.
Because everything today goes so fast. So you need to have that time every day. You know, I have like at least 30 minutes every morning or before I go to bed. Just having that, creating my own space, sit quiet, no music, just let my, you know, thoughts go around, just to get to know myself all the time. Because when you do that, it's more easy for me to say, I want to do this, but not that.
Yeah.
And from that, you can always pick the right things, the things that are making you happy.
Yeah.
And to go from that, it's, you know, that's my way to live.
That's awesome. And why do you think some women are afraid of being an entrepreneur?
There's a lot of risk always. And I don't know why it is that way, but we know that guys are more willing to take risk than men, than women are.
More stupid.
I don't know. I'm quiet over here. But in the same time, you know, you get so much more back if you're taking the risk. That is how economy works.
Yeah.
So I want to inspire you to show women that, you know, you can have this world too.
Yeah.
And from the beginning, you know, all the men, they were doing the business in the, like, the guys' dinner and the secret clubs, you know, men smoking cigars, doing business. Today, we have women using social.
Yeah.
And they are the network around the entire world.
Yeah.
So when they start their own, like, bikini swimwear clothes,
yeah.
their friends can make them make the company grow worldwide in a couple of months.
Women are much better than that, and guys. Yeah.
They are so good at being to create a network on the social media.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we're just going to see an era of young women starting as billion-dollar companies through social. And I'm so happy for that.
Yeah.
Finally.
It is great. And let's talk about risk, because I know a lot of people, not only women, are afraid of taking risk, right? But if you want to accomplish a dream, if it's a business, becoming an artist, or whatever it is, creating a family, right? It's a big risk, because half of all the marriages fail, right? And it's because we're human beings.
Yeah.
Nothing else. It's not easy. It's not easy to love yourself.
Yeah.
So how do you see risk, and what tools do you have to help others to see risk in a more positive way?
Yes. So you have to, you know, figure out what risk is. So risk is, I think people are afraid of failures. You know, that's the risk.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually have a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to, you know, to think different about what a failure is.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I have started, I think it's 13 companies during my 12 years of being an entrepreneur. And the eight first companies didn't succeed. And for normal people, they were like thinking like, oh, I have started 6 companies and they didn't work, so maybe I should go back to school instead of starting my number 7.
Yeah.
But for me, those like 8, they weren't failures. They were my learnings.
Yeah.
So every time I do something wrong, it doesn't succeed, we always think, how can we learn from that?
Yeah.
So we have to have that mindset all the time.
Yeah.
And then the risk is not so much risk anymore. It's more like, okay, are we get learnings today?
Yeah.
Or are we getting earn money today?
Yeah.
Like different things, but they both are important.
Fail or learn, yeah. And if we look at the most successful people, they fail all the time. And I mean, I've competed in karate, so when I fail, it hurts a lot. And I can tell you, it's not
both
that bad.
Both mentally and physically.
Mentally, physically, all, you know, I've been crying, you know, so many times. And people ask, how did it go? And I've been so, so fucking miserable.
Yeah.
But somehow, I went back to, why did I do this?
Yes.
You know, I love doing this and it's worth it. And failing is not that bad.
No.
It's a good feeling because you feel alive.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Get used to failures. It's the failures that are making you grow.
Yeah.
Every time you're succeeding with things, you don't learn anything.
Yeah.
So you have to fail, you know, you have to like that kind of feeling of making like, oh, I'm doing something wrong right now. How can I learn from that?
Yeah.
And also to create a culture within your business that everybody thinks that way.
Yeah. It's okay to fail, you know.
Yes. And when you want to grow with your business, it's more important to keep up the speed.
Yeah.
So everybody's working fast, trying new things all the time and realize that, you know, you're doing wrong things all the time.
Yeah.
Instead of doing something slower, but you're doing everything 100%.
Yeah.
So keep up the speed, don't be afraid of failures, and you have to think of failures differently, that this is my best learnings.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I read, speaking of how to win friends and influence people,
yeah,
there was a story there about a technician for a pilot, and he made a huge mistake. So they had to do this safe landing, and they barely survived. And imagine the pilot, you know, he was, in a way, he could have been so pissed off, but you know what he said to that person? He said, just because I trust you and you're never going to do this mistake again, tomorrow, fix my plane again.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, firing that guy, and I'm sure that guy never made that mistake again,
right?
He's
the best one to work with.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
As you know, I've written a couple of books. One is about goal settings, it's about dreams. So I'm curious, what's your process when it comes to goals? How do you do it?
That's a great question. I just want to say I'm just going for it.
Yeah.
No, but I'm quite fast.
Yeah.
That's my, you know, superpower.
Yeah.
I don't think so much. I have everything in my head. I have never, I never use my computer anymore. I almost not, you know, I use my phone, some, you know, taking some notes, but most of my ideas and goals, I have everything in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying. So when I have a big idea, for example, I realized that I wanted to have my own charity for like a month ago.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I have to find a person that can do that for me.
Yeah.
So I was just out in my channels looking for a CSR charity person. Hired that one and you started. So I'm very fast. I never ask other of their opinion of my idea.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing to? Because I've realized I used to ask the wrong people about opinions, and they used to shoot me down like crazy.
Yeah. And you have to realize that people's mindset, they are, you know, they want you to be safe.
Yeah.
Not to be sad.
Yeah.
Not to have a tough time.
Yeah.
So they would rather, you know, answer something that it's not so high risk.
Yeah.
So then they're gonna say, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't go to start your business in New York, or don't start, you know, do that. Don't do that, because it's the risk is so high.
Yeah.
So that is why I've stopped asking questions.
And just
go for it. And you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
No, I think you're right. It's all about action. And I mean, a lot of times we ask people that have never done that before. I mean, if I want to write a book, I shouldn't ask someone that's never written a book.
Your mother-in-law.
Yeah. I should ask someone that's written a book, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I love this social media world, because there's answers to everything, you know? You can reach out directly to people like you on traveling, and now we're here sitting and this would not be possible even 10 or 15 years ago, right? We're living in an amazing world, and that's why I want to share this. Yeah. I want to share as much as I possibly can, because it helps people, you know?
I do a lot of investments, and I just notice there's a lot of people writing their, you know, business ideas and trying to figure out everything on a paper before they are going to action.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong thing. You have to, you know, do it the opposite way. Always try first, touch the market, see how it goes, and then you can, you know, change the business idea from that. But you have to start first.
Yeah.
And to be honest with that, you can say that, you know, this website is not done yet, but we have just launched it 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, go in here, see what you like, and, you know, if you have your opinion, please write me to it. You know, so please share it. And I think that this is our new generation.
Yeah.
It's okay to, we don't have to, like, set up 100% perfectly and then launch everything. We can just start first and learn.
It's never perfect.
That.
And I mean,
it's never and it's also because everything is going so fast today.
Yeah.
So you can never launch anything and it's 100% because tomorrow it will be old.
Yeah. And that's a great advice for people listening to this that want to start a business, that want to start a blog, that want to become an artist. Put it out there and see what happens. You know, a guy that I met and had on my podcast, he's known as the world's most disciplined man. He wakes up at 4 a.m. every day, 7 days a week. He's crazy.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, he's crazy. But he says action beats anxiety.
It does.
And
it does.
I totally agree. That leads us to the last question, Isabella. And we're all about sharing journeys, but I want the people that are listening and watching this to take action to create their own life.
Good.
Because then this is worth it.
Yes.
So what would be your best tool for that?
Yeah. So, okay. So start to find your own, so create your own space every day.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. So find, like, it can be 5 minutes. Give your iPad to the kids, you know, in the morning. So you have 5 minutes before going and leaving the bed. Or 10 minutes in the shower, or even, you know, I have 30 minutes in the bed every morning.
Yeah.
Just to be still and let your thoughts just coming and go.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, have some, maybe you can think about your goals, what you achieve, but just try to listen to your body.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first days, they were, you're not going to feel so much. But when you, you know, keep doing it, your body is going to tell you what you want in life and not.
Yeah.
Maybe today you really want to go for a walk, or you really want to call a friend or eat something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, your body's going to tell you what it needs. It can
be
kale. You don't know. So if you start there, everything is going to be so much easier from that. Because then you know that this day I have a lot of energy. I can keep work. Today I have a tough day. I have to be nice to myself. Because when you get to know yourself 100% or maybe 110%, then you can start do something in life. And then you're going to be independent. Then you can say that I'm going to say no to this because this is not my passion. You're going to be so much cooler. And that's good.
And have the courage to really do it.
Exactly.
I love that, to get to know yourself. And just as a token of gratitude before we end, I have a gift for you, and that's, I've written 4 books, but this is two that I think you would really like. And one is about balance. And I think a person like you might need this sometimes.
Yeah.
And then the second one is actually the research I've done about morning routines. And I hope you will like this. This is for you. This is for Charlotte. So these two are for you.
Thank you so much.
So hope you like those.
Wow.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I actually sent you a book a couple of years ago. I don't know if you have it. It's about goal settings.
Okay.
I don't know. You probably get a lot of things sent to you, but this is like way back. But that's it, Isabella. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This meant the world to me that you took of your valuable time to come here and share with the world. You know, that shows what a person you are and what you want to do in this world. If there's anything we can do for you, please let us know. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you everybody for watching and listening to this amazing episode with Isabella. If you like what we do, go to ilovesuccess.co, subscribe, and you can get so many tools. We have hundreds of amazing conversations. I give you a couple of free chapters of my book. And there's something else that I wanted to ask you about. If you enjoy this conversation, share it with someone that needs it right now, because I want to help at least 10 million people in 10 years. I can't do it myself. The only way I can do it is by people like Isabella coming on here and by you sharing this with the world. So please help us out. And we're on here to share and support your dreams. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.